Dennis.
Lord, we thank you for being with us. Your promise is that you will be with us, and our great need is that you be with us.
主啊，感谢您呢，和与我们同在。您的应许呢，是您要与我们同在。我们最大的需要呢，也是您与我们同在。
So we've come this afternoon, Lord, to learn more about you. We pray that indeed you will teach us what we need to know.
因为我们今天呢，下午呢，来到这里呢，是要学习更多的关于您的事情。我们也祷告，就是您按照我们的需要呢，告诉我们应该学习的东西。
Oftentimes, Lord, we believe that we are slow to respond and slow to understand your truth. We pray that you will break down those barriers and cause us to know and to walk in your ways.
主要我们也知道呢，通常呢，我们的反应比较慢，我们呢就是理解比较慢，所以我们祈求您呢，就是移除那样的障碍，就是让我们能够有很好的理解。
And so we give thanks again for your goodness and look to you for help.
所以呢，我们也为您的美善的向着感恩呢，也祈求您的帮助。
And we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're in the book of 1 Thessalonians, the last chapter.
现在我们在那个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的最后一章。
And last time we listed a number of things that we are to do as a consequence of the hope of the return of the Lord. How do we live?
就是上次呢，我们就是列出了一些事情我们要做。我们做的就是呢，就是在我们等待主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们应该怎样去生活。
And I think we noted that there are at least 14 different imperative words here to instructions as we go down the list.
所以呢，我们呢读到呢，就是说是有14个，就是说那个出现的那样的一级一级的，我们应该怎样去生活的这样的。
From verse 16 down through verse 21, we have an interesting consideration of the subject of prayer.
从第16节一直到结尾，那我们就有一些非常有趣的，就是说怎样去关于我们祷告的人生呢？
The simple logic in verse 17 is pray without ceasing.
因为在第17节简单的逻辑呢，就是不住的祷告。
Pray about everything.
所以呢，任何事都祷告。
And continue to pray about everything.
你继续为所有的事情祷告。
I've been wondering recently how long we pray for things.
所以呢，我就是感到惊奇的是，就是最近我们为一些事情祷告了多久。
We've been studying on Sunday nights the life of David.
这是今天的晚上呢，我们学到大卫王的人生。
And we were studying just recently the death of Absalom that must have been extremely heavy on David.
我们呢，最近呢，学到呢亚撒龙之死，这个对大卫王的内心呢，应该是极其的痛苦。
David was a man of prayer.
大卫王是一个祷告的人。
So the question would be, for how long did he pray about his son Absalom?
所以呢，问题是呢，他为他的儿子亚撒龙祷告了多久呢？
Answer, that would be a long time.
所以呢，答案是肯定很久。
The Lord ultimately destroyed Saul.
所以主呢，最终呢，就是消灭了扫罗。
For how long did David pray that the Lord would deliver him from Saul?
你大卫王也祷告了多久？就是说，让主呢把他从扫罗的手里救出来了。
And the answer is probably 30 years or more.
但是大概有30年，可能更多。
And I guess that's a bit of an exaggeration. Maybe 10 years or more.
现在这里只是说一点点的那样的，就是估计，大概也就是10年吧。
But having said that, why would it have taken the Lord such a long time to deliver him from the very wicked ways of Saul?
现在就是现在问题是为什么花了主那么长时间把他从那个邪恶的扫罗手里救出来呢？
And the answer is the Lord was doing many things in many hearts and lives in Israel.
所以答案是呢，神在很多的人的内心里，以色列人内心里呢，都在做工。
David was not the only one who was affected by Saul.
所以呢，大卫王不是唯一一个受扫罗王影响的人。
And so David had to pray and pray and pray. I think regarding Saul, regarding Absalom, he prayed for a long time.
所以呢，我认为大卫王呢，他必须不断的祷告，不断的祷告，祷告呢，关于那个扫罗，关于亚撒龙呢，他祷告了很久。
Now the line in verse 17 basically says, don't stop praying about it.
所以在第17节里这句话里呢，就是基本上的，就是说呢，不要停止祷告。
Pray about it and then pray about it again and then pray about it again. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying.
祷告，祷告完了呢，再祷告，祷告完了呢，再祷告，继续祷告，就是呢，要不住的祷告，不要停止。
And then the next line is, I find it's very hard because when I pray, I kind of like instant gratification.
所以呢，第下一句话呢，我发现呢有点难。当我祷告的时候呢，我希望呢马上呢就有反应，像这样。
And the fact is, it's very rare when we pray that we get instant gratification. That's not the Lord's objective for us.
所以呢，它答案是呢，通常呢，我们并不是说马上就得到我们满意的祷告，但这就并不，这就是神，不是神这样，就如果马上给我们祷告，并不是神给我们的机会。
The Lord wants to teach us in it and through it.
所以呢，主呢要在里面这种环境里来教导我们，通过这样的环境来教导我们。
And therefore, in verse 18, in everything, that is, in every response to every prayer, regardless of what that response is, in everything we give thanks.
第18节说呢，凡事谢恩呢，就是说，不管我们是在什么样的处境里、环境里，不管我们得到什么样的回答，我们都要谢恩。
And the reason for that is that this is the will of God concerning us. Whatever answer to prayer we get, whenever that answer comes through, that is the will of God for us, and we've got to believe that.
因为这个原因呢，是因为这是神在基督耶稣里为我们所定的旨意，就是不管我们的祷告是什么样的形式回答，是在什么时候回答，这个呢，就是都是我们要去相信这是神的旨意。
Now, sometimes that's very hard to take because we don't like the answer that comes or the delay in the answer that we are hoping for.
所以呢，上面有时候呢，这个是非常难的，因为我们通常呢不喜欢那个，就是我们得到的回答，或者说那个回答的时间延迟的太久。
Now, verse 19 has not changed the subject. We're still on the subject of prayer and answered prayer.
那这个第19节呢，那个主题还没有变更，我们仍然在祷告和回答祷告的这个主题里。
It says now, do not quench the spirit.
所以说呢，不要消灭圣灵。
The picture is of putting out a fire.
就是这个画面呢，就是说是你有一个火。
The Holy Spirit is often referred to as a fire. What a terrible thing if we were to pour cold water on the work that the Spirit of God is doing.
这个呢，圣灵呢，通常呢被称之为是火。那么说呢，对我们来说是一件多么可怕的事情，我们在圣灵所做的工作上去泼一盆冷水。
The Spirit of God is doing a good work. We've got to be careful that we don't stop His good work.
因为神的圣灵呢，他是在做善工，我们必须非常的小心，不要停止神的圣灵的善工。
Very often we're disappointed in the answer to prayer that we get, but make sure that we don't quench the Spirit in that process. He's doing what he should do. He's doing what he knows is best. We must make sure we don't stop his good work because we don't like it.
所以呢，通常呢，我们有时候呢，并不喜欢我们得到的答案。所以呢，这个时候呢，你要确保呢，你不要去熄灭圣灵的火，就是你不要去就是往圣灵的那个火上泼冷水，因为圣灵呢，他是在做他该做的事，他在做他认为呢对我们好的事情，所以呢，你不要去熄灭他。
Now the next verse says, 20, do not despise prophecies.
第二十节说呢，不要藐视预言。
Prophecies, are a number of things. We often think of them as something that the Lord says is going to happen in the future.
那个预言呢，通常呢是有很多样的事情。通常呢，预言就是说呢，主说呢，在将来要发生什么事情。
But prophecies are often also as simple as the wise, godly counsel from those who know and love the Lord Jesus.
因为预言呢，通常呢是对那些就是非常的简单的这样的劝告，对那些呢爱主耶稣基督的人。
So you may have prayed, and then you wonder about the answer that comes or is delayed.And you may very well speak to someone about that, and they may say, well, I don't know for sure, but I wonder if this isn't what the Lord is doing in relation to that prophecy, to that answered prayer in your life.
那这个时候呢，通常呢，你有时候你祷告的时候呢，你就奇怪，你说，哎，我的祷告怎么还没有回答，或者回答的我不满意，或者说是延迟回答的。这个时候呢，你有可能去跟别人谈论这件事情，那些人就说呢，我觉得这样应该是主在他那个一个某一个预言要实现的那样的形式在做。
And you might even be tempted to say, well, that's not the case. That isn't. You said this might be God's will, God's leading in this. That's not the case.
你有时候呢，你可能就是会去跟他争论，你说，不是这样的，不是这样的，这不一定就是神的旨意，也不一定是神带领我走的方向。
Don't always be too enthusiastic to resist the wisdom.That God may give you on matters about which you're praying, the wisdom that God may give you from other believers.
所以这个呢，不要去抵挡那个，就是说呢，神呢，他呢的通过给你的那样的旨意，给你的智慧，也不要去拒绝，就是说神呢，他通过其他的人呢，给你这样的智慧。
So don't just dismiss any counsel that you might get from others out of hand by saying, oh no, doesn't mean that. That's not what I was after when I prayed.
不要拒绝任何人的劝告或者任何人的建议，就是说呢，你说那个不对，这不是我祷告的是那样的，不是我想祷告要的结果，也不是说我祷告呢就会出现这样的形式的结果。
But the answer, verse 21 goes on, and it says, but test all things.
但在二十一节里是凡事查验。
So you pray and you take a look at the response you get, the answer you get that may be what you wanted or maybe another. And then someone speaks to you or you speak to them and say, what does this mean? And they say such and so, and they give you a response. Now, you don't necessarily believe it, but verse 21 says you test all the things and you hold fast what is good.
所以这个时候呢，你有时候呢，你就会去跟别人说，你就比如说呢，你说哦，这个我祷告是什么什么样的，然后呢，别人也许也他跟你说，他说哦，你那个祷告并不是这样的，你得到结果呢，也并不是啊什么什么样的，所以这第二十一节经文说呢，你不要总是听他们呢去说，所以这个二十一节说凡事查验赞美的要持守。So
very often when we pray, we get a response, we don't quite know what to do with it, so we test that response and we hold what is good and we reject what we might otherwise think.
那只有说呢，我们祷告，我们从别的地方呢得到一些那这样的反应。反应的时候呢，我们有时候呢对这样的反应呢，我们要去查验。我们查验呢，就说那些赞美的呢，我们要持守，其他的呢你不要听。
So there's a logic flow associated with prayer in these verses.
就是这样的，这些经文里呢，就是有一个逻辑的流程在你祷告的过程中。
Verse 17 says, we continue to pray. We keep on praying.
第十七节说呢，我们一不住的祷告，继续祷告。
Then whatever the response is, we say thank you.
所以呢，不管是什么样的回答呢，我们说谢谢您。
And if in fact the response is somewhat difficult, we've got to make sure that we don't quench the spirit, pour cold water on what it is that's God doing, and say, no, that's wrong. I don't want that, and reject it.
那有时候呢，就是说呢，这样的回答呢，对你来说那是你不想要的。但这个时候呢，就下一节经文就告诉你说，你要确保你就是就算这样你很难接受的这样的回答呢，你也要就是不要去往圣灵的工作上泼冷水。这个意思就是说呢，不管怎么样，就算你说你很难接受，你也不要拒绝说我不想要这样的结果。
And when consequences come as a result of that, we've got to make, we've got to make sure that not only do we not quench the spirit, but we've got to listen wisely to our brothers and sisters when they help to put it in perspective for us.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，接着来讲呢，就是说我们不要消灭圣灵的火呢，就是这个意思呢，就是有时候我们在其他的弟兄姊妹给我们这样的一些其他的为了我们的，从我们的方面来分析的话呢，你要正确的去听。
And then we test what we think might be the answer to the prayer, and we hold fast what is good and reject the other.
现在我们也要这样去查验，查验他们所说的那是不是就是说我们对神对我们祷告的回答是对的错的，所以我们要对他们那样的分析呢要保持就善美的要持守那个不对的呢我们不要听。And
now verse 22 says, abstain from every form of evil. What's that mean?
第二章节说呢，各样显为恶的事情要禁戒不做，这是什么意思呢？
Well, it probably means that all of the answers to prayer that the Lord gives us, He gives it to us in order that we would abstain from all appearance of evil.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，这个看起来就是说呢，主呢给我们所有的祷告的那个回答呢，就是要让我们知道那些显为恶的事情呢，要禁戒不做。
Overriding all prayer and all responses to prayer is the conclusion that we must continue to abstain from all appearance of evil.
这个里面呢，就是说，超过这个我们祷告的给我们的答案的事情呢，就是说呢，这不管怎么样，我们都要为想为恶的事情呢，都要禁戒不做。
So if that's how and why it all ends, verse 21, 22, how does it start?
其实这就是他怎样结束呢？他怎样开始呢？也怎样结束？就在第22节。
And in fact, it starts in verse 16, doesn't it? Which says, rejoice always.
那这个事实上是在第16节开始的，是不是呢？他说呢，要常常喜乐。
Because prayer results in such wonderful things as verses 18 through 22 teach us, we should rejoice always as we pray. Prayer is that which should lead to rejoicing.
这个里面呢，就是说是在第十七节，第十八节以后，一直到二十二节，所有的就是我们祷告的产生的结果。所以呢，我们要常常的喜乐的去祷告，祷告的时候呢，也会给我们带来喜乐。
Why do we rejoice? Because God is going to make it all work out for our good.
为什么呢？你要去喜乐呢？因为神呢，他会把所有的事情都解决，为了我们的益处。
Prayer, therefore, is a marvelous encouragement to us, and it is imperative that our Christian life be filled with prayer, prayer without ceasing. That's what the Christian life is all about.
这个呢，就是祷告呢，是对我们的一个神奇的鼓励。所以呢，很明显的就是说呢，在我们基督徒的人生中呢，我们要充满的祷告。我们基督徒的人生呢，就是祷告的人生。
Now verse 23 says, Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，第二三节说呢，愿那平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。我祷告神，愿你们的灵魂、身体得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督到来的时候完全无可指责。
What is the intended outcome or effect of all our prayers?
今天我们是什么样的一个就是我们祷告的那个结果的那个趋势是什么？
And we may have many objectives when we pray.
所以呢，我们祷告的时候，我们可能有很多的目标。
And they may be very good, and sometimes maybe even they could be rather bad.
有时候呢，你的目标呢可能很好，但是有时候呢，你的目标可能呢是不好的。
But this particular prayer really is God's objective for us in the subject of prayer.
这里呢，就是神呢对我们的目标，就是说我们在祷告的这个主题下。
God's plan is that in answer to your prayer and after your prayer, that he will sanctify you completely.
所以呢，主神的计划是在回答你的祷告和在回答你的祷告以后呢，使你们全然成圣。
That word sanctify, among other things, implies that he will separate you to himself.
这个里面呢，就是这个全然成圣呢，从某种意义上来说呢，他要把你和他自己分开。
This is God's plan for us, that our whole spirit, soul, and body would be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢是那个祷告的一部分，就是让你们的灵魂、身体得蒙保守，在我们的主耶稣基督到来的时候完全无可指责。
Well, it's one thing to say, yes, I expect to be there at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你说呢,我愿意,我希望呢,主耶稣基督来的时候我在那里,你这么说是一回事。
And it's another thing to be able to stand there in our holiness because of what the Lord Jesus Christ does for us in taking away our sin.
如果说呢,你能够站在那里,站在那里成为圣洁,然后呢,因为主耶稣基督为我们所做的,除去了我们的罪,你能够站在那里,又是另外一回事。
But the other side of all this is that we want to be blameless as well as forgiven.
这个呢,从另外一个面去讲呢,就是因为我们得饶恕了,所以我们也想要完全无可指责。
If he is able to forgive us from the sins we committed, we want him to keep us from the sins that we could commit.
这个呢,如果他能够就是说是去饶恕我们犯过的罪,他同样呢,也能够保持我们,让我们不去犯罪。
And so between now and the end, what do you want written on your life story?
所以呢,从现在一直到结束的时候,你要你的生命的故事是怎么写的?
And each of us then say, well, Lord, frankly, I would like to be kept from doing bad things between now and the time I go to heaven.
因为我们所以说,主啊,我现在开始呢,要您呢保守我去,不去做坏事,直到我去到天堂。
Many of the men of God in the Bible didn't do very well in the last chapter of their lives.
因为呢,在圣经里很多人呢,在他们人生的最后的篇章里呢,表现并不好。
And so, as you read through the historical books in the Bible, sometimes you're very disappointed when you see somebody who fails toward the end of their lives.
因为当你读到圣经里那种历史上的那些事情的时候呢,你会感到非常的失望,因为有些人呢,在他人生终结的时候的最后的时候呢,他失败了。
And so Paul is saying to the Thessalonians here, my prayer is that you will not fail between now and the end of your lives.
因为使徒保罗对他的家人的,在这里的祷告呢,是说,从现在开始直到你生命结束的时候呢,你不会失败。
And that's very encouraging. You pray that for each of us. We pray that for each of you. We pray for ourselves. What a wonderful thing to think that we could be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢,是非常令人鼓舞的一件事情。所以呢,你我呢,你为我们祷告,我们为你祷告,你自己为自己祷告。所以呢,就是说你从现在开始,直到我们主耶稣基督来的时候呢,你要完全无可指责。
All right, so the question now is that possible?
现在的问题是呢,这可能吗?
And verse 24 says, He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it.
第二十四节说,那招你们的,本是信实的,他必成就这事。
The wonderful thing is that the Lord is faithful to fulfill his promises.
其中一件非常的是,主呢,他是信实的,去实现他的应许。
It would be easy for us to say, no, the promises of God are too great, they will never come true in my life.
对我们那时候很容易这么去想,就是说呢,神的应许呢,太大了。 他永远不会在我的人生里实现。
And so against that, verse 24 stands bold and it says, He who calls us is faithful. He will do what he promised. He will answer your prayers.
这个呢，第24节呢，就是说的非常的直白。他说：“那照你们的本是信实的，所以呢，他会持守他的应许，他会应允你的祷告。”
And then verse 25, brethren, pray for us.
第十五节说呢，请弟兄们为我们祷告。
Paul is writing this passage, this epistle, but you remember that he includes Silas and Timothy with him. All three of them are confederate, if you like, in this particular letter.
这个里面呢，其实呢，使徒保罗在写这封信，其实呢，他在里面呢，他包括了提摩太和基拉。所以这个里面呢，所以如果说你这么去认为，他们是联合了写了这封书信的。
And they say now, brethren, would you please pray for us?
然后他说，弟兄们呢，求你为我们祷告。
Now sometimes I find it easier to pray for the weak and the feeble and the immature than to pray for the strong.And the wise and the mature.
有时候呢，我发现呢，去为那些就是说是软弱的、虚弱的和不成熟的去祷告，要比那些强大的，就是说是刚强的和成熟的基督徒祷告要容易。
And remember, Paul and Silas and Timothy were mature, they were strong. Why do we need to pray for them?
因为你要记住那个保罗呢提摩太希拉呢他们是非常的刚强的非常成熟的那么他为什么需要我们的祷告呢
Because in fact, they're just as weak as all the rest of us.
因为事实上呢他和我们其他的人一样都是很软弱的。
Their strength is all because of the grace of God, just as our strength is as well.
他们的刚强呢是因为神的恩典就像我们的刚强是因为神的恩典一样。
Therefore, we pray for them just as they pray for us.
因此呢我们为他们祷告就像他们为我们祷告一样。
So it's a beautiful package.
这是一个非常的美的套餐。
And now verse 25, talks about the very, very close relationship that should be held between all the brothers and sisters.
这个第二十六节讲到呢一个非常非常的亲密的关系所有的弟兄姊妹之间应该有的。
It says, greet all the brethren with a holy kiss.
以圣洁的亲吻问众弟兄安。
Now we're not really sure, at least I'm certainly not really sure, what a holy kiss is.
因为我们不是很确定，在所有的时间，我们所有人都不确定这个圣洁的亲吻是什么。
But I am sure as to what in fact it should be.
但是呢，我很确定的，它事实上它应该是什么样子。
It should be a sign of great affection.For our brothers and sisters.
因为这是应该是有这样的一个就是说你对那个弟兄姊妹之间的那种感激。
Great appreciation for them.
要去感激他们。
Great love toward them.
有一个伟大的爱对他们。
Now in our world, there is much that we would call an unholy kiss.
所以在我们的世界里呢有那些很多的不洁的经文。
But the Christian is to reach out to one another with a holy kiss, an indication to everyone that we truly do love them and appreciate them and long for their spiritual blessing.
这个里面呢我们基督徒呢他就是出去给别人呢就是表达我们对他们那样的伟大的爱很大的爱我们怎样去爱他们我们怎样感激他们我们也盼望着他们给我们带来福气。
Favoritism is not something that we should have in the Christian life.
在我们的基督徒人生的呢，偏爱是我们不应该有的。
So verse 27 now says, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read in all the, to all the holy brethren.
第二节说呢，我指着主嘱咐你们要把这信念给所有圣洁的弟兄听。
Some people would say, well, this was written to the Thessalonians and it only pertains to them.
有些人说呢，就是这只是写给那些帖撒罗尼迦人的，所以只是对他们有用。
That argument is often used in a parallel version.
这个里面呢，就是同样的那这样的论点呢，他们通常也会有同样的方式去说。
Here in Thessalonica, the problem was that many people were in deep physical affliction.
这个呢，现在在提苏罗尼迦呢里头呢，有很多人呢有身体方面的痛。
And others could say, well, that's not such a bad deal. That is such a bad deal. I'm sure it isn't God's will for us.
所以呢，有些人说呢，这个呢并不是一件好事，但是呢，我很确定这不是神在我们身上的旨意。
Now remember that these people, the Thessalonians, were encouraged to pray.
要记住这些帖撒罗尼迦的人呢，我们在是被鼓励要祷告的。
They, in their communities, under the government of their day, or the behavior of the independents in their society, they often suffered great persecution.
其实那个时候呢，因为他们在完全呢独立于他们的社区和他们的那些政府的政权之外，所以通常呢他们会遭到迫害。
And so they could say, well, this letter then is really only written to us, doesn't apply to other Christians.
因为他们也有可能说呢，这封信呢，真的不是写给我们的，它不适用于在其他的基督徒身上。
But this verse says, no, it applies to all the holy brethren. Therefore, it's the kind of thing that we ought to study in Vancouver.In the year 2024.
但这些经文却不是这么说的。他说要把这信念给所有圣洁的弟兄听。这就是为什么我们在温哥华在2024年在这里学习这封书信。
Now the parallel thought is, what about the teaching in the book of Revelation? Should it be read? Sorry, the teaching in the book of Corinthians. Should it be read to all the churches?
那个就是类似的问题呢，也是在格林多书里面。那说格林多书它是写给所有的教会的吗？
And the answer is yes. If 1 Thessalonians is for all the churches, surely 1 Corinthians is for all the holy people as well.
这个里面的答案是当然的。如果提苏罗尼迦书呢是写给所有的圣洁的弟兄的，那么哥林多书同样也是写给所有的圣洁的弟兄的。
But you'll remember that many people, when they read 1 Corinthians, say, well, these verses don't apply to us. They were written to the Corinthians.
因为你也知道呢，就是很多人呢，当他们读哥林多前书的时候呢，他说这些东西不是写给我们的，而是写给哥林多教会的。
So if you can convince yourself that the truth in the letter to the Corinthians is not available or expected of you, then you may as well drop out the truth in 1 Thessalonians 2.
这个里面呢，你如果能够说服自己说呢，哥林多书、哥林多前书、哥林多书不是写给你的话呢，你也可能会跳过帖撒罗尼迦前书。
You could say, well, I don't expect God to answer my prayer because I'm not a Thessalonian.
你可能这么说，你说我并不是神呢回答我的祷告，因为我并不是帖撒罗尼迦人。
that Paul is saying here, that these truths apply to all the brethren, all the holy brethren.
是的，保罗在这里说呢，这样的真理呢，适合所有的圣洁的弟兄们。
So be very careful not to dismiss the truths of God just because they might have been written to somebody else.
现在你要非常的小心呢，不要忽视神的那个真理，就是有可能的，就是这样的事写给其他的人。
And now verse 28 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
这个里面的其实呢第二七节时候呢第二十八节是要我们主耶稣基督的恩典与你们同在。Amen.
So, I just think that's a marvelous, way to end. It's a great way to begin, and it's a great theme all the way through.
这个里面呢，我认为这是一个神奇的方式来结尾，就是说呢，是一个很好的开端，也是一个伟大很那个大的一个主题，那么说一个很好的结尾。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us. Hallelujah.
现在主耶稣基督的恩典会与我们同在。Hallelujah.
How am I going to make it through the day?
每一天怎么过得去呢
?Only by the grace of God.
只有借着神的恩典。
How am I going to smile under great difficulty? Only by the grace of God.
在极其艰难的时刻我怎样仍然保持微笑呢是借着神的恩典。
How do I know that the Lord is going to get me through tomorrow?
我怎么知道呢主呢能够帮我度个今天到明天呢
Because scripture says that the grace of God will be with me tomorrow, just like he was yesterday.
因为呢圣经说呢神的恩典呢明天呢会继续与我同在就像昨天与我同在一样。
That gives us great encouragement in difficult days.
这个在我们呢艰难的时刻呢对我们来说是极大的鼓舞。
Praise the Lord for that simple concluding line.
所以呢感谢主为这一个简单的结束语。
Alright, well that's our thoughts on this lovely book of First Thessalonians.
也就是我们就是对这个可爱的帖撒罗尼迦前书的一个想法。
We tend to go through these books pretty quickly, just wondering if now there might be some questions that we could consider on 1 Thessalonians.
因为我们就是学这一本书呢学得很快现在呢我觉得呢就是有没有人有这样的问题关于帖撒罗尼迦前书里的。
My problem, of course, is that I don't know the book as well as I should, but maybe if there's a question, we could ask the Lord.To provide an answer either now or at our next meeting.
因为这个呢我的问题呢就是说呢我通常呢不会不就是我没有学到足够的我应该学这本书的程度。所以呢通常呢我给不出你们很好答案就是我们也会知道呢就是主呢会在今天或者在下次会议给我们提供答案的。
So, any thoughts or questions?
大家有没有任何的问题和或者说你的看法？
Roy， 我想问一下，我们的祷告，神会不会根据我们的祷告改变他们对我们的计划？
The Sandy's question is the when we pray, when we prayed, the Lord.Will the Lord change his plan on us because of our prayer?
That's a very good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
I'll give you the answer of Lorna Biggs' father.
我呢给一个答案呢就是关于那个 Lorna Biggs 的父亲。
He basically said from the platform at 16 one night, he said, you know, when my children ask me for something, I usually give it to them.
对，那其实他有一次呢，就是在我们的第16节福音教会里，他说呢，当我的孩子们向我求什么的时候呢，我通常会给他们。
And then he said, and if they had asked me for more, I would have given them more.
然后他说呢，如果他们想跟我要更多的，我会更多的给他们。
And I thought to myself, I wish my dad had made that comment.
我对自己说呢，我希望我的父亲呢也那么说。
I probably could have thought of something more to ask him for.
现在我可能就想着呢，跟他要更多的东西。
When I was a little boy, I sometimes would say to him, Dad, can you give me a dollar?
现在我还是个小男孩似的，那我有时候跟我父亲说呢，父亲，你能不能给我一块钱？
After hearing something like that, I might have said to him, Dad, could you give me $2?
那在这以后呢，我有时候呢也跟我父亲说呢，父亲，请给我2块钱。
So, Sonny, in some respects, the Lord does respond to our prayers in a way that looks like he changed his mind.
这个呢，他跟三妮说呢，就是说呢，从某种方面来讲，有时候呢，主对我们的祷告的回答呢，看起来呢，好像他改变了主意。
You'll remember the story of Jonah.
你们大家都记得约拿的故事。
And Jonah went to Nineveh and said, 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed.
约拿呢，去到尼尼微说呢，在40天内，尼尼微会被毁灭。
And the Ninevites, from the king on the throne down to the peasants, they prayed and they said, Lord, please don't destroy us.
因为那个尼尼微的从国王一直到下面的农夫呢，他们就祷告，祷告神呢会饶恕他们。
And he didn't.
然后神呢，就是饶恕了他们。
So in that sense, the Lord does change his mind in response to our prayers.
从那个意义上来讲呢，就是主呢通过回答我们的祷告来改变了他的计划。
I think, in fact, he gives us all that we can get. He gives us all that he wants to give us so that we will grow as far as we can.
这个呢，我认为呢，主呢，想要我们呢，得到我们所有能够得到的，也是所有他想要给我们的，这样呢，我们可以尽快的成长。
The more we pray, the more we enter into his will, and his will is nothing but full of blessing for us.
我们祷告的越多呢，我们得越接近呢，他的那个旨意。我他的旨意呢，除了就是说是整个的恩典和赐福以外，没有其他的东西。
We were thinking this morning about the fact that Daniel prayed 3 times on his knees every day.
今天早上呢，我们也谈到过，就是说但以理呢，在一天呢跪下祷告3次。
And the Lord answered his prayers in a marvelous way, did wonderful things in him and through him.
这个里面呢，主呢回答他的祷告一个神奇的方式，在他里面呢，通过他呢做了很多奇妙的事。
Would the Lord have done more things in me and through me if I had prayed 3 times every day like Daniel did?
因为如果我也像但以理那样一天呢跪下祷告3次，神是不是通过我或者在我里面能够行更多的事呢？
And my response is, shame on you, Harold.
所以呢，我的回答是 ，Harden 应该感到羞愧。
So in that sense, yes, the Lord does respond to prayer.
也从这个方面来讲呢，神呢真的是他会对你的祷告做出反应。
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
我看这个圣经里那些先知啊，那些圣徒啊，像这个丹以理，他们祷告啊，都是针对一些可以说非常重大的事情、严重的事情来进行祷告。但是我们日常祷告呢，经常是一些很小的琐事。这些琐事有必要都要祷告吗
？Yeah. So Vic's question is that. When he read the scriptures, he said, it's like a prophet, Daniel, when they prayed, they almost prayed for the biggest and this is a very serious thing. It's a very important thing. But when we prayed, we just prayed for ourA little bit of very small things that is not important sometimes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get all that, Roy. Try again, please. Hi.
Because he said in the scriptures that the prophet and especially just like Daniel, when they prayed,The prayer was a very serious, very important thing. It's almost as a big thing. But when we pray, we just pray for little things in our life. Just not very important. Should we pray for that?
So, why don't we pray for big things?
他说为什么我们不为大事祷告？
Again, I keep telling stories, but I told you probably about a man of God by the name of Luis Palau.
因为我一直呢，就是再次跟你们通常跟你们讲故事。我通常跟你讲到一个人呢，他的名字叫 Luis Palau.
And he was from Argentina. He was a great man of God, and among other things,He not only ended up living in the city of Portland, but many years ago, he came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and preached for a weekend.
因为他其实那个是一个从那个阿根廷来的一个非常的伟大的属神的人。属神的人呢，是他呢，就是后来呢，很多年那以后呢，他最终呢住在波特兰，美国的。然后有很多年前，他来到我们第十六届福音教会讲道。
He was from Latin America.
他是从拉丁美洲来的。
And so South America was very much on his heart.
因为南美洲呢，通常呢，他是放在心里的。
I think that he might have wanted to go to the nation of Colombia as a missionary.
因为我认为呢，他想去那个哥伦比亚去做宣教士。
But he couldn't go.
但他去不了。
The country basically wouldn't let him.
所以那个国家呢就不允许宣教士去。
But Colombia was not a really good place to go as a missionary.
但是呢，哥伦比亚并不是说你作为宣教士应该去一个好的你应该去的地方。
And so there was a man by the name of Wick Livingston who lived in Vancouver on 27th Avenue, came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
这真的是有一个人的名字，他叫 Winken Livingston， 他住在温哥华，就是27街那个地方。他通常呢来到我们第十六届福音教会。
And he felt that the Lord was leading him to serve the Lord in Latin America.
那感觉呢，神呢就是带领他呢在拉丁美洲去服侍主。
And so he prayed, and his prayer was this.
对他祷告，他的祷告是这样的。
He said, Lord, I would like you to send me as a missionary to Latin America, and I will go anywhere you want me to go, but please don't send me to Colombia.
今天他就祷告说，主啊，我想去拉丁美洲呢，去做宣教士，任何的拉丁美洲国家呢，我都可以去，但是请您呢，不要让我去哥伦比亚。
And he felt that the Lord, had answered his prayer. And so he said, Lord, I will go to Peru. Thank you for leading me to Peru. And thank you that I didn't have to go to Colombia.
因为感觉到呢主呢阴影呢他的祷告。就是说他说呢我感觉主我要让我去秘鲁。所以呢我非常感谢主，感谢主让我去秘鲁。所以这样呢我就不必去哥伦比亚了。
Now, Vic, Luis Palau and some of his friends, when they prayed, and this was their prayer, Lord, would you please open the door to Colombia so that missionaries could go to that needy land?
与这个 Luis Palau 和他的朋友们祷告呢，他们的祷告是这样，他说主啊，求您呢打开那个宣教士去哥伦比亚的大门，这样呢有些宣教士呢可以去到哥伦比亚。
And Luis, says that in a marvelous way, the Lord answered his prayers and the prayer of his friends at the door.To missionary service in Colombia was opened very wide.
在这个里面呢，就 Louis Brown 和他的那些一起朋友们呢说呢，主呢以一种神奇的方式呢答应了他们的祷告，但呢祷告了就是说呢，这样去哥伦比亚做宣教的这样一个大门呢被大大的敞开了。
So Luis Palau said, if Daniel can pray for big things in big countries, so can I.
今天 Luis 说呢，如果说是但以你会为一个大的事情和大的国家祷告呢，我也可以。
So can I tell you one other story about Colombia?
今天我可以告诉你另外一个关于哥伦比亚的故事。
There was a man from, Surrey, British Columbia here.Who decided many years ago, probably in the 1960s, he said, I want to go to be a missionary.
这个里面呢有一个人，他住在那个我们 BC 省的这个苏里。苏里呢，他说呢，他祷告，他说他想要去一些地方去做宣教士。
And so Bill headed off in that direction. He went along to Bible school for a year. While he was there, he became convinced that he should start by serving the Lord for at least a little while in Colombia.
然后呢，带着这样的方向呢，他去到了一个圣职学校。在圣职学校学习了一段时间以后，他觉得他开始呢要去哥伦比亚去做宣教士了。
When he got there, to Colombia, he realized he had a big problem. He couldn't speak Spanish. How can you preach to the people if you can't speak Spanish?
然后呢，当他到达那个哥伦比亚的时候呢，他发现他面临一个大问题，他不会讲西班牙语。如果说你不会讲西班牙语，你怎样去跟那些讲西班牙语的人讲道呢？
So he bought a little table and some Bibles.And he went and stood outside a high school in Colombia.
然后呢，他就得买了一些书，买一些书呢，然后呢，开始在哥伦比亚去上高中。
And while he was there trying to sell these Bibles and make contact with some students, a man came along.
然后呢，他在那里呢，开始呢，就是说是去准备跟他们接触的时候，准备卖一些圣经的时候呢，然后一个人呢过来跟他说话。
And the man said, I've got a son, and I want him to read a good book. Do you have a good book that my son could read?
他说呢，我有一个儿子，我要他呢去读一些好的书籍。所以你有没有可不可以推荐一些好的书籍给我儿子读呢？
His son was in the high school.
所以他的儿子在高中。
So Bill said to him, yes, I recommend this book. And he sold him a Bible. He said, you give this book to your son. You let your son read this book. It will be really helpful to him.
然后呢他说呢他说我可以给你一本书然后呢他卖给了他一本圣经他说呢你的儿子应该呢读这本书这本书呢是一本很好对他很有帮助。
So a few days later, the man came back to him and he said, I got a problem.
几天后那个人呢来跟他说呢我现在有个问题。
He said, I think my son should read this book, but he can't understand it.
现在我认为我的儿子呢应该读这本书但是他却读不懂。
So my friend Bill said, well, why don't you tell your son that I will help explain the book to him if he can help to teach me Spanish.
然后呢他的朋友 Bill 跟他说呢我可以帮助你的儿子去读懂这本书如果他能够教我西班牙语的话。
So the two of them got together often over, I think, the course of the next year.
因为他们两个人经常聚在一起我认为呢至少呢在一起一年多。
And the son, I believe, trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his savior, and then they both moved away.
因为我认为那个儿子呢他呢信了主耶稣基督为他救主然后他们两个就分开了。
It was probably 15 or 20 years later that they met in another country and they both saw one another, recognized one another and started to talk.
然后大概15到20年以后呢他们两个呢在另外一个国家碰到了他们呢互相呢都认出了对方他也知道对方然后他们就开始谈话。
And so Bill said to him, well, tell me what happened to you, since our time when we studied the Bible together. What did you do?
因为比尔跟他说呢你告诉我自从我们学习那圣经以后呢发生了什么你那段这一阵你在做什么。
And the man said, well, actually, I went to another country and I ended up being a principal in a Christian school, a Christian high school. I'm the principal in that Christian high school. I'm telling people about Jesus.
所以那个人呢实际上告诉他说我后来去了另外一个国家去了另一个国家呢在一个基督教的学校里我当校长。我在那个校学校里基督教学校里呢我跟别人传讲主耶稣。
And Bill said, well, that's wonderful.
所以 Bill 说呢这个太好了。
And then the man said, but I should tell you one other thing.
那个人说呢我应该告诉你另外一件事。
He said, of all the boys in my class, in that school, that high school in Colombia, there are only two of us today who are either not dead or not in prison.
所以呢就是说呢他说我要跟另一群当我在哥伦比亚的时候呢我在读高中的时候我那个班的那个人除了我和另外一个人以外他们要么呢就是死了要么在坐牢。
Bill said, what? How could that be?
Bill 说什么这怎么可能发生这样的事情呢
And the man said, well,We were a class of boys, and one of the boys in our class was a man whose name was Manuel Escobar.
因为他说我们是在一个班级里，班级里我们班级里有一个人的，他的名字叫 Manuel Escobar.
And Manuel Escobar was a multi-billionaire who made vast fortunes selling drugs.All over North and South America.
那个 Manuel Escobar 他呢实际上是一个亿万富豪他是通过贩卖毒品而发财的。
He says, because I had the Bible, because I love Jesus, Manuel didn't want me in his group of evil men. I was spared.One other fellow was spared. All the rest either were killed because of their drug business or they went to prison because of their drug business, only two of us free today.
当然其实呢，因为我信了主，因为我相信主耶稣基督，我是基督徒，所以那个毒枭呢，他不想让我参与他的生意，还有另外一个人呢，他也不没有参与他的生意。那么说他那个班里的所有的人呢，最终呢都参与了这个大毒枭的贩毒生意，所以最终呢，他们那些参与的人呢，不是死了，就是在坐牢。
So Vic, the Lord can do great things in answer to prayer from little people like you and me.
所以呢，他跟老王说，主呢可以做极其伟大的事情呢，通过你我这样的微小的人的祷告。
Hudson Taylor said that the sun will not rise on China without finding me on my knees.Praying for China.
Then Hudson Taylor, 实际上是他儿子说，他说呢，其实在中国没有一次在太阳升起的时候呢，那个戴德生呢没有跪在地上为中国祷告。
And his prayers have answered, have transformed China. His prayers have led to some of you trusting the Savior. Hallelujah.
他的祷告呢，就是改变了中国。他的祷告呢，也从某种意义上呢，导致了你我呢，你们这些人是信了主。他说哈利路亚。
Little people with big prayers, big results.
所以呢，一个微小的人物呢，一个微小的祷告呢，产生了巨大的结果。
Chelsea.Did you have a question?
你好，肖静音。
我觉得那个，我刚才就是想说，就是祷告，还是很有用的，真的。就人很平安，你就觉得每天祷告之后，就好像有一种交托的感觉，你就比较平安了。我是想说这个。
So, she said, the prayer is very useful because even everything is okay. It's their prayer every day. That means she submitted herself to the Lord. Then she had peace in her heart.
Amen. Amen. Big prayer, big peace.
Yeah.就是他说大祷告的越多呢，你的平安就越大。
Hello， 我也想问一个问题，就是说在诗篇我看了，有几处都写到，就是祷告的时候要举手祈祷，就如香的这样的祈祷，是不是祷告的一个方式？一般敬虔的都要跪下来，还是双手要合十的这样子向天上去祷告，是不是有一个这样的一个要求，或者是神对我们希望我们这样子的？
So Judy's question is, when she read the Psalms, she often read that when prayed,That's normally they lift up the hands. So, and also sometimes they just put the two hands together like this. And they also kneel down to pray. So she said, is this a requirement from heaven? Or if we do that, God will be happy?
Again, that's a very good question.
对，但是这是一个很好的问题。
And so we mentioned earlier this morning, we mentioned the fact that when we kneel in prayer, there is an example of many of the men of God in the Bible who knelt in prayer and the encouragement to do so.
所以这个呢，其实呢，我们在今天在上午呢已经读到了，在圣经里呢，很多属神的人呢，他们都是跪下祷告，所以呢，他实际上说是鼓励跪着祷告。
Similarly, there are passages that talk about the raising of hands or the holding up of hands in prayer.
这个里面同样的，在有些章节也谈到了，就是举手祷告。
So, the question I guess is, should we be raising hands as they did, or as some of them did?
那这个呢，小任问题呢，是不是我们也应该像他们那样呢，举手祷告呢？
One thing is that the reference often is to the holding up of holy hands.
那其中有一件呢，讲到的呢，你是举起的是圣洁的手。
The problem is that not everybody who would raise their hands would be able to say these are holy hands.
因为问题呢是就是每一个举手的人呢，他并不很确定说他的手是圣洁的。
The other thing is that very often even today,People raise their hands. Sometimes I wonder, are they raising their hands out of worship or is it to draw attention to themselves?
因为当今呢，有很多人呢，当他们敬拜的时候呢，他们也举起他们的双手。有时候呢，我就是觉得呢，他们举手的目的呢，是敬拜呢，还是为了吸引大家的注意力呢？
So most of the time when we read or hear of prayer on our knees, it's private prayer.
所以呢，大多数时间呢，我们听到的就是说跪下的祷告呢，都是在私下祷告的时候。
Sometimes, especially in our day, when people hold up their hands, it's not so much in private, but it's in public for to be seen by others.
因为当今呢，在我们这个时候呢，有些人呢，就是在那个公众场合呢，他们在举手的时候呢，通常呢，他们不是在私下祷告时候举手，而是在那个公众大众的场合呢，吸引人家注意。
So there's not a requirement that you raise hands or that you pray on your knees, but there is a responsibility that our hands be holy.And that our knees be humble, and that's why we put them together sometimes in prayer.
在这个里面呢，就是说你要举手和跪下祷告呢，并不是必要的要求。但是呢，当我们举手的时候呢，我们就是手要圣洁；当我们跪下的时候呢，我们要谦卑，要确保这两样都是在行。
So I don't believe that these are commandments.But they certainly were practiced by some in the Bible.
因为这不要认为这个呢就是要求，但是呢是命令。但是呢，确实在圣经里某些地方呢，他们是在那样去行的。
Thank you.
I'm just looking to see if I can find another example here.
这里他再跟大家找一个另外的例子。
This again, we read this verse this morning. This is Ezra chapter 9 and verse 5.
这个再次难道呢我们今天早上读过的是以拉记的第九章。
Ezra was deep in humble prayer before the Lord.
那个以拉呢，他是在深深的谦卑的神面前祷告。
Verse 5 says, at the evening sacrifice, that would be about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I arose from my fasting, and having torn my garment and my robe,I fell on my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. So there you get the example, Judy, of both.
所以这个里面的第九节，第九章的以斯拉记第九章第五节，向晚祭的时候，我起来，心情沉重，穿着撕裂的衣袍，脏兮跪下，向耶和华我的神举手。所以，就你现在呢，你有这样一个例子，就是两样都有，跪下和举手都有。
I don't know of any example in the Bible where people put their hands together like this for prayer. I don't believe that comes from the Bible.
现在我不认为呢，圣经里任何地方记载着，就是他们把手呢合十这样祷告。我不认为这样的就是行为呢是圣经里来的。
Anything else?
I think normally Buddhists, they did that.
Okay, I could be. Yeah.
还有没有其他问题，大家？
All right, any other thoughts on 1 Thessalonians?
今天有没有任何其他的想法关于帖撒罗尼迦前书的呢？
All right, maybe we've got just a couple more minutes. We could take a look at the introduction to 2 Thessalonians.
现在我认为现在呢，我们还有点时间，我们来看一看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Again, 2 Thessalonians begins with the same line as 1 Thessalonians. It says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy.To the Church of the Thessalonians.
再次呢，我们帖撒罗尼迦全书开头一样的第一节说呢，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在神我们的父与主耶稣基督的你的教会。
So Paul and Silas and Timothy were together when Paul first visited Thessalonica.
实际上呢，提摩太和希拉呢，当使徒保罗第一次呢去拜访帖撒罗尼迦的时候呢，是和他在一起的。
And it seems then that the three of them continued in their concern for and well-being of the Thessalonians.They stuck together in that good work.
因为这里看起来呢，他是继续和他们呢在一起，那去继续他们在帖撒罗尼迦的工作。他们呢是绑在一起去做那样的善工的。
It is good. Periodically, it happens that men of God can stay together in a good work. It's wonderful when that happens.
这里呢就是说呢通常呢有那个神的属神的人他们在一起去做神的善工这个是一件非常好的事情。
And we'll just read verses 1 and 2 again then. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be to you and peace.From God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次来读帖撒罗尼迦后书的第一章的一二节。第一节说保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在神我们的父与主耶稣基督你的教会愿恩典平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
It's very interesting, the emphasis in scripture.
这里非常呢有意思的是圣经里强调的。
And here's Paul talking about this wonderful theme of grace.
因为这里呢保罗再次谈到这个奇妙的主题就是恩典。
And there is a sense in which everything we have because the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ toward us.
这就是这从某种意义上说呢，就是我们所拥有的一切呢，都是因为主耶稣基督的恩典赐给我们的。
But it's interesting, in these two verses, you get the repetition of the line that says, God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这非常有意思的是呢，在这两节经文呢，我们得到了这样一句重复的话，就是神，我们的父，与主耶稣基督你的。
People teaching, how to write, people teaching the whole logic of composition would say that repeating a phrase like that in such close proximity one to the other would be what they call redundant.
在这个里面呢，其实呢，每一个就是说那些就是写作里面的教导你写作的课程呢，他们把这个不断的那个重复的这样两句话呢，告诉你呢，就把它称之为就重复的强调。
Redundant in the sense that, if you've said it once, you don't have to say that long phrase again. It'll be there by implication. Paul says no. The key here is not grace. The key is God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace is next to nothing. What is of value is God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. They love us. That's what imparts all the meaning and the power to the grace.
另外，其实他刚才讲那个 redundancy 应该是就是把一种那种省略的形式。他说其实呢，使徒保罗在这里说呢，他说不是这样的。不是这样的，就是因为他你写了一遍还要写一遍。写一遍呢，就是两遍不断的重复的写。写完了以后呢，他说这个意思呢，其实这里呢，我们的主题，我们主要讲的呢，就是我们的父神和我们的主耶稣基督。这个除了其他这些，其他的都不重要，这个是重要。
When we think about God, we don't usually think of Him as the Creator. He made the stars. He made the flowers. He made the birdies. That's not really the thing we think about.
因为当我们去想我们的神的时候，通常呢，我们想到他是那个造物主，因为他造了星系、星星，造了那个花，造了那些鸟类。其实呢，在这里呢，我们想到的呢，其实不是这个意思。
The important thing is that that great God became our Father. Hallelujah.
因为这里重要的事情呢，这样的一个伟大的神呢，成了我们的父，哈利路亚。
How could it ever be that a God so great would want to be my father?
因为这样怎么可能呢？这样一个极其伟大的神呢，他成了我的父呢
？And now he's not only our father, but his son is the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为现在他不仅仅是我们的父，他的儿子呢是我们的主耶稣基督。
And there you get his full name.
这样呢得到他的整个的名字。
He's the Lord in the past, the Creator. He's Jesus in the present, the Savior. He's Christ in the future, the coming King. Hallelujah.
现在他在过去呢，他是主；现在呢，他是我们的耶稣；他在将来呢，他是基督。所以，哈利路亚。
What's that story all about?
这些故事讲的是什么呢
？It's all about the grace of God to me.
所以，这是讲到神对我的恩典。
And to you, and to the Thessalonians.
也对你，还有对提撒罗尼迦人。
You understand how and why Paul got excited.
现在你就理解为什么使徒保罗如此的兴奋。
Then he says in verse 3, he says, We are bound to give thanks always to you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other.
然后呢，在第三节说，弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们个人彼此间的爱也都丰足。
two things that he's thrilled about.
所以呢，就是两件事情他抛出来了。
Number one, they are growing in faith.
一个呢，他们在信心里增长。
Are you a more mature Christian this year than you were last year? Did you grow?
所以呢，你今年比去年，也是一个成为一个更成熟的基督徒吗？各位基督徒，你更成熟一点吗？你在成长吗？
And so as you grow, you draw attention to that growth in the eyes of the observer.
当你就是说是你成长的时候呢，你呢在那些观察你的人的眼里呢，他们会看得到。
When I was a little boy, people used to say to me, "Oh, Harold, you've grown."
现在当我还是个小男孩说呢，那些认识我的人看见我，通常说啊 ，Harold， 你长大了。
I sometimes would say to myself, "Well, what's such a big deal about that? All boys grow."
现在你说的，我有时候都自己说呢，这有什么重要的呢？所有的男孩、小孩子都会长大。
But not all people who say they became Christians have grown very much.
并不是所有的人呢，都是说他们成为基督徒以后呢，成长了很多。
Sometimes I see a Christian and I feel very badly and I have to say to myself, Harold, that man has not grown at all as a Christian.
有时候我看见一个人呢，我心里呢感觉非常不好，我跟自己说呢，Harold 那个人呢，作为一个基督徒呢，一点点都没有成长。
He could carry on living a selfish life.
你可以继续去过一个你自私的人生。
But Paul says that wasn't the case with you Thessalonians. You were growing.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，这不是你们作为提斯罗尼迦应该做的事情，你们在成长。
And the other thing is, you also love one another.
另外一件事情呢，其实你们同样的互相爱。
Sometimes I speak to people and I say, how is your friend so-and-so?
有时候呢，我跟那个人说呢，我说你的朋友谁谁谁怎么样了？
Sometimes they say, well, I don't know.
有时候他们说呢，我不知道。
And sometimes I'm disappointed because, frankly, I thought they should have known. They could have been, should have been closer to one another. They didn't continue to love one another. You and I have the privilege, yes, we have the responsibility to love one another, keep on loving one another.
有时候呢，我感到有点失望。他应该知道，他应该知道他的现况，他们应该呢走得近一点。作为呢基督徒呢，他们应该呢互相去爱，互相去了解。所以呢，作为我们作为基督徒，应该更多的互相去关心，互相去爱，互相去了解。
All right, well, our time is gone again. We'll carry on in 2 Thessalonians by the grace of God next week.
现在我们的时间也到了，我们借着神的恩典，下个星期呢，我们会继续哥林多不是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll carry on.
Amen. 我们来祷告，然后再继续。
Lord, we thank you so much for what you did for the Thessalonians.
主啊，我们非常感恩的就是您在帖撒罗尼迦人身上行的事儿。
We thank you for the promises and the prophecies that you taught them so that they would be strong for God in difficult days.
我们感谢呢您这样的在预言里给他们的应许，就是说他们在那个主来的日子会变得刚强。
Lord, would you help us that we too might be strong for God in difficult days?
主啊，求您能帮助我们，就是说我们在我们人生艰难的时候呢，也要在神面前刚强。
It's true, Lord. We see so many things going wrong in our day that we often become fearful.
这个也是个事实，在我们的人生里呢，通常呢会变得很艰难，我们也很害怕。
And it's true, Lord, we would be fearful if we looked around. It's just that we are hopeful when we look up.
现在主啊，这是一个事实。如果我们环顾四周呢，我们是会感到害怕。但是呢，我们如果往上看的话呢，我们就有盼望。
So Lord, we pray that by the grace of God, we might be looking unto Jesus in these difficult days.
主啊，借着神的恩典呢，我们也祷告，在我们艰难的日子呢，我们要仰望我们的主耶稣。
So we give thanks now for all your blessing to us.Keep us throughout the rest of the day. Lord, bring us together tonight to pray. We need your help. Help us to pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以呢，我们也主要请您帮助我们呢，就是我们感谢您呢，这个我们的所有的福气，然后呢，也请您呢帮助我们今天呢晚上把我们带到一起来祷告。祷告呢，我们需要您的帮助，帮助我们来一起祷告。
Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Thank you all again.
And
thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Harold.
Thank you,
Roy.